Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the podcast, the Patches Podcast. A little rant here. I had something on my mind again. This is going to be about... Here's it. We all play mobile games, right? At least I do. I play a lot of mobile games. One I'm playing a lot of is called Arch Hero. Arch Hero is one of the best games. They don't pay me for this. I'm not sponsored by Arch Hero. I'm just saying it's a very, very good game. I've been playing for almost like 6-7 months now. Since mid last year. It's fantastic. Basically, you're an archer, or you have a character. A lot of characters now. It's like 12, I think, of them. The cool thing about this gaming app is that you're a character. You get to upgrade the different characters. Every character you upgrade to is very viable. Of course, they have gems and sapphires and gold that they give out, but they don't. It's not like other apps where it's like, oh, it's impossible to get these things. It's impossible to grind for 10 hours to get 10 gems. No. Literally, they give you, every time the app crashes or it's a new year or a new season, whatever, they give you new gems, new sapphires. They have these little mini games now you can go into to actually get more gems and sapphires and gold. Upgrading equipment is very easy. I haven't spent a damn dime in the game and I've gotten like 4 characters past level 40. It's not that hard. The game will give you more than you put into it, as in time, not money. However, that's not what I want to talk about. That game is awesome, but I'm just trying to say how awesome that game is. What I want to talk about is false advertising in mobile games and their ads. And you've seen it before. You've seen it. You're playing a mobile game. It's my story here. I'm playing a mobile game, maybe Archer or whatever. And this one game I did play, though. I enjoyed it a lot. It's called AFK Arena. I saw ads for it forever. And this is what the ad is. I think you've seen it before. This is what the ad is. Ad is, there's a lady. There's a small, like, you know, little lady. And there's a really hulking, badass knight character with all this pointy armor. He looks really cool. Carrying a big-ass sword. He's walking with her by his side. And the ground opens up in the middle. And he falls through it. And he's in there. He's like, help, help. And the caption says there's 2 options you can choose from. One being, oh, let him die, betray him, or help him and get 10,000 gold, right? That's the thing. It's really, you know, archaic. Archaic, but another word I want to use is really cheesy. There we go. It's very cheesy. Really opposite words. Anyways, so he's in the hole, and she's sitting there looking at him, and then the ad chooses for you because it's an ad. And it chooses, betray him. Boom. She gets her whip, slashes him. He falls into the ground. Falls into the hole. And then she becomes level 99. Some cool, crazy, spectral character with bats around her. And bright green eyes. Automatically. Just by one action. That was one ad they showed for AFK Arena. Which the character itself isn't the game. But to get that far is not that easy. It's very tough to get that character where you need her to be. Very tough. I know I tried for like 7 months. That game was addicting. And then there's another commercial or ad for that game. Recently, I just saw it when I was playing a game, playing a mobile game, where this small skull character or small character with a big, you know, sack on his back, looking like a scary skeletal Santa Claus, but very, very skinny. That character, by the way, you can't be that character in the game. You can actually fight that character for loot. So that's false advertising right there. But anyways, I digress. So imagine that character is like those loot enemies in Borderlands. That's what it is. Small little guy. So he's walking around along the way. All of a sudden, a small chest drops in front of him. He smacks it with a sword. And then poof, 3 awesome, you know, epic cards come out. Which the game does deal with in cards. And then he absorbs it in his body and he becomes stronger, taller, right? More badass. And then he keeps walking. Another chest drops. He's smacking it and getting all these epic, rare cards that absorbs in his body and becomes ultra mega character, level 99. Again. And the thing is, it didn't make sense. If you play the game, that did not make sense at all, because what they showed was he was walking along this, like, it's like episode 3 of Star Wars, right? Where the final battle happens. Like, imagine that, right? But the background is purple and blue. And the long stretch of the thing he's walking on, it's like some futuristic sci-fi platform. It's like, that's not what the game is all about. It's like, the game is more like medieval fantasy. It's not, it's like that kind of fantasy. But anyways, that's another example. And the final example I'll use here is a game called Toon Blast. Toon Blast, another cool game. I love that game so much. And this one was way off. Like, at least AFK Arena had the characters in there. And they try to make it look like, okay, you do actually open chests after a while when you fight. And every now and then you can go back and open chests, like every 30 seconds, pretty much. You can get gold. And that game is pretty cool. But this one is way off. Like, it's just way off. So you're walking on. So this is what it is. This is what the ad is. So it's like, can you save them? You ever seen one of those ads before? Can you save this character? Where one guy with a mustache, you gotta pull the pin, and you put the guy, the ad pulls the wrong pins and floods the guy in a small chamber, and he's begging for help. It's like either you choose the donut to throw it to him to keep him afloat in the water, or you just keep pulling more pins for more water. And of course, the ad pulls more pins for more water, making you say, "Hey man, I would choose differently than that. That is not cool. I gotta play this game and prove the ad wrong." See, they're good. I'll give them that. They're good. They make you want to play the game yourself. Like, psh, I would not do that. I wouldn't choose that decision or that choice. I would choose a better choice because I'm a better player than this ad is. Anyway, so on to this one ad. So the ad is, so it's Toon Blast, right? Toon Blast, pretty much picture Candy Crush. It's like Candy Crush, but like a toy box cartoon. Mix. That's what it is, right? You have a certain amount of moves, like 50 moves, to destroy like a bunch of color blocks and bottles and rockets and toys. That's what it is, right? Get rid of a certain amount of things and certain amount of moves, or else you got to pay more money to do five more moves. Not worth it. Just end your turn and keep going next time. But so that's the game. Right? That's what the game is. It's like Candy Crush. So imagine me looking at this ad and seeing the three main characters, the coyote, the cat, and the bear. Yeah, the bear, all getting like wrapped up in these chains, suspended above a cauldron, saying, "Can you save them?" I'm like, what is this game? Is this a new, is this a spin on Toy Blast or a Toon Blast? Oh, cool. Let's see what it is. So I'm looking at the ad, and of course they try to cut them down, all these wrong things, and they break apart these scissors, and when they should have chosen the sledgehammer, they break apart certain things. They don't save them at all. All they do is going lower and lower into the cauldron, about to get boiled alive. And then right before it happens, says fail, like save them, play Toy Blast or play Toon Blast now. I'm like, that's not what Toon Blast is. You're lying. You're lying. Why are you lying? Why are you always lying? Why? Why? I don't want to. I understand why they do it, because they want to pull you in and just make you look at the ad. Of course, if it's interesting and it's fun to look at, it makes you really want to say, is that how the game is? Let's try it out. Because I gotta say this one game called Gardenscapes, which I know the ad is way off. It's like one of those make choices to save this person in certain situations kind of thing, which is not true. Pretty much what you do is you play a mini game of like a Candy Crush. You build up a certain amount of credits, and then you fix up a house. That's a game. People say that they like it. When I read the comment section on the app, on the reviews, they say they like it. It's a fun game. It's nothing like the ad at all. I might try it one day after, like, maybe 50 more of those far crazy hyperbolic ads in my face. I might try it, because why not? It looks interesting. But I'm just thinking, like, why are they, and the ads aren't like the games are fun. If you just put like imagine this, imagine video games, like console games, PC games. Imagine if companies, some do this, companies actually put in things that aren't in the game, like not at all in the game. Like, say they have this one game that's beautiful Unreal 4 engine graphics. Imagine like a Doom, like a Doom, like beautiful graphics, crazy creatures, awesome boss battles, just beautiful landscapes, great music in the background. And then you buy it, you play it, and all it is they're stick figures shooting guns. Like, that's what it is. Like, well, we did the ad because we wanted to pull you in and make you buy the game or try the game out. I know it's not what you thought it was, We didn't mislead you, but you're here, aren't you? Right? Enjoy what we have for you. I just wish the mobile companies, these companies would, who make the ads, because I'm sure they okay it. If they don't okay it, I would. If I was the one selling my game, mobile or otherwise, I'd make sure it's true to my game. I know they have their own ways of, the marketers have their own ways and advertisers of making it so cool looking or interesting looking that people want to try, think, oh, let me try it out. Let me click this. Because I know some get paid per click. Let me click this or per download. And they download it and they try it out. It's like, it's not even far-fetched anymore. It's not even like indulgent. It's like beyond that right now. Like that's not, it wasn't even close to the game. The game's a Candy Crush game and it's saying save these characters from getting boiled alive. That does not, it's like, if this is a math equation, it'd be like boiled alive equals crossed out equals does not equal the Candy Crush type Toon Blast game. Doesn't. Nothing in that game has anything to do with saving them. Nothing. I've put that game for about 2 years now, and not once did I have to do this whole saving the characters scenario to get extra like loot or hearts or continues or anything. Not once. I'm just scratching my head right now. I'm like, why is that? Why do that? Huh? The games are cool by themselves. Like I said, if you just make the game, if you just create an ad that has the gameplay in it, games have CG quality trailers. Most of the trailers at E3 and other big E3 and TGS and the big conventions, they have all their brand new games running on a PC. Most of them, some are running on Xbox, PS4. But the first time the game comes out, when it's a brand new console, it's always pretty much almost always running on the PC version of the Xbox or the Sony or the Sony or Nintendo dev kit. They're almost always running on that, the highest quality possible, because that can be in the future the type of gameplay you get from the console. But it's like, that's not, it's in a way it's lying about the graphics but not the story or what's actually in the game, right? There are certain games that do that. They are Ubisoft is huge on that. I'm not saying the Assassin's Creed series. What was that one game? Let me see what the game was called. That one Ubisoft game. Let me see. Watch Dogs. That game. It looked so, so good when it first came out. When we first saw the first trailer. I'm like, whoa, that game looks awesome. Even I love cyberpunk and I love futuristic kind of stories. I think it's really interesting. Because I want to live in that kind of era. I think it'd be fun. Even if it's like dystopian kind of thing. If one guy or one group of people have the knowledge of making it better and making what is around them work, even though the whole society has gone to, you know what, gone to crap, I want to see your story. I'm interested. I think Division 1 did the same thing. The graphics look so good on the trailer, but then like, and they said it's running on the Frostbite engine. Yeah, and it was. I think it was. But on the dev kit that was made from a run on a PC rather than a console. But Watch Dogs was one game where it was promised all these great graphics and everything, and it fell apart the minute it hit the shelves because the graphics weren't there. And the story's kind of meh. But anyways, I would say that's a better representation than these mobile games put on these ads. And I know that, like I said, the ads are meant to make you look and make you want to try the game out. Say, is that the way it is? Because this shows you the ad, then shows you the screenshots of the game. Like, wait a minute, that doesn't look like the game. So it piques your curiosity, like, oh man. So let me see if that's actually what the game looks like or how it plays. Ooh, look at the ratings are 4.7 or you know 4.5. Not that bad. Let's try it out. So it catches your attention. That's good. Oh, off topic here. Watchdog Legion. I forgot that game's coming out. I don't know when. Maybe 2020. But it looks pretty good. Oh, yes. March 2nd, 2020. Cool. Anyway, I digress. I love mobile games. I've enjoyed them. Funny thing is, I have... You know what's crazy? Little tangent here. You know what's crazy? I never I was one of those guys who, like, though I'll spend $60 or more, probably on two games, $60, $120 total in a month on two games, but I'll hesitate and wait and be like, does that game warrant my $5 or $2 or $1.99 purchase? Like, I'll contemplate that for hours, all day. I'm like, like, it's a cup of coffee. It's less than a Starbucks cup of coffee. I think Starbucks is like, what, $3-4 for a cup of coffee, right? What's the average price? Average price of Starbucks coffee. Yeah, $2.75, $3.25. Most is $5 or over $5. And I'm sitting there contemplating life, my existential crisis, going through whether I want to, not want to buy a mobile game for 99 cents, or two, between 99 cents and $4. Last year, 2019. Good God, I still feel it's like 2019. I still have trouble putting like 19 in the last spot when I'm writing checks and stuff. My goodness. Anyways, 2020, new year, new me, right? New year, new mobile games. So I actually purchased like, I think, 4 or 5 mobile games from devs I talked to. Some I didn't. Some I just saw their games. Like Florence, that's worth a purchase for a mobile game. I'm not sure if it's on Steam yet, but if it's on mobile game, your phone, get it. It's fantastic. There's 3 other games I purchased, or 4 other games I purchased on my phone, and they're worth it. RPG games, platform games, roguelike games, you know, very emotional games like Florence. I'm glad Florence won an award. But anyway, like, mobile games are awesome. They've evolved, I feel like. I feel like a lot of them are doing a great job of giving you more bang for your buck if you do pay for it, or just making it easier and less grindy. The ones I don't like are grindy. And the funny thing is, I love this one game. I loved Mario. What's it called? I love Mario Run. I tried Mario Kart, but it was kind of like, kind of like what Mario Run is doing right now for you. It's kind of trying to pull you into, I don't think Nintendo knows how to market or make or run a mobile game. They're really good at first-party games on Switch, which I think is the king of all consoles right now. It's smashing consoles right now, especially in Japan. Makes sense. But Mario Run, I feel like the minute I got in the game, like the first 2 levels, I was fine. That's cool. It's fine. You know, it's like, I think, a half an hour wait. Every time you run out of tickets, it's like a half an hour wait until the next ticket comes up. It's like, oh, I can play the game. You know, if the half an hour, come back later. That's fine. Usually I'll come back next day. And I can hit the little question mark box, have a really high chance of getting either another ticket, which is used for, you know, rally, which is like a versus thing, versus someone's ghost character. Or if you go on tour, or it's a remix. Remix is like, you go through different levels to try to get perfect 3 coins each level, or max 5 coins for the special levels every now and then. And it was fun for a while. But then the thing about that game is, it punishes you for getting further in the game. They want to try their best to try to say, hey, $10, please. $10 for this mobile game. Like, I don't want to spend $10. That's the thing. I would have a meltdown in my mind if I paid $10 for a mobile game. Sorry, I wouldn't do that. It's weird to me. My brain can't get beyond, my gamer brain can't get beyond that price point. Steam game, yeah, of course. Especially if it's on sale. Steam game, for sure. A mobile game, yeah. Nah, I don't think I'll do that. I will save my money for a Starbucks. At least 2 cups. Venti, please. Mocha. Not too much sugar. But no, I digress. Like, it's Mario Run is a cool game. It's fun up until level 5, I believe, in the game. Or if you get to level, what is it? I'll say level 20. No, 25. 25. Level 25. Because what happens is, the further you get in the game, the further the wait time is, right? I remember one time I got to level 20, 25 between those 2 levels. It was 24 hours. I'm like, that's fine. I play the game, exhaust all my ideal daily. Because every time you go in the game, you can do like a daily thing where you can go through this in the mushroom. Do not delete it, by the way. It's like White Mushroom Palace. You go through it. You can get between 1 and 3 tickets at a time. And it's always 1 ticket per run of Mario Run. If you get 3 tickets, 3 runs. You can do two runs and you can do a tour, not a tour. You can do two runs, you can do a rally, which is a versus mode against a character, a ghost character online. But it's fun. But what happens is you get to level 25, get to level 30. That ticket goes from 24 hours, 36 hours, 36. I think now we're now it's on like 48 hours. It's on 48 hours. And thing is also, it used to be one ticket every 24 hours, it'll at a time. But then it went up to five. No, I think it's three. I think it's one, then three tickets every 24 hours at a certain point. And then when you get higher, it goes from 24 to 36 hours. Five tickets is needed for one run. If you want to refresh the time, you have to pay five tickets to refresh the time, which I did when I had 24, 25 tickets, you know? Because the anniversary of the game, they give you a lot of tickets out. I'm like, I got to use these tickets right now because the game's fun as hell. And I love Mario. I grew up playing Mario games. I am seasoned. Yes, I am. No shame for that at all. Mario Run, here's the thing about Mario Run. That you get right now, I'm at a point where it's like 48 hours with seven tickets needed to reset the clock. Now, right now, I'm at the point where it's 48 hours for seven tickets to reset the clock. It's like, I can't do that anymore. So now, literally, I'm playing the game once every 3 days rather than once a day or once every 2 days. And I'm kind of like, it's got the point where I'm like, and every time, it's more so than usual now, also, is that they'll bring up the, you want to buy the game for 10 bucks? Come on, 10 bucks. Come on, come on, come on. 10 bucks. Come on, 10 bucks. Come on. Come on, 10 bucks. Just do it, 10 bucks. God damn it, do it, 10 bucks. And that's what it is. They're trying to make you, they're trying to push you in. The more you play, they know you're playing a lot and you love the game a lot, but they're trying to push you into spending the 10 bucks to play and buy the game and enjoy more of the game. Those kind of games I can't play anymore. And it's only a matter of time where I just say, you know what? I don't want to play this game anymore because I'm playing once every week and a half. Because I'm going to keep pushing it until I get to level like 50, I think. Level 50. I'm pretty sure it'll be like 100 and so hours or 72 hours plus like 10 tickets to do one refresh run. So legit playing once every 3, 4 days. Yeah. And I remember it was back when mobile games started getting popular and people started seeing, oh, you can make a lot of money on these things. This one, I forget who it was, but some company, some executive, some developer, executive, publisher, whatever, they said, oh, we want to, oh, that's right, Candy Crush. I think it's Candy Crush. The Candy Crush or a game like Candy Crush. Anyways, I don't want to blame Candy Crush for that. It was someone that said, oh, we want you to play the game, but we want you to get off so you can go about your day and, you know, live life and not be on your phone all day. Bull crap. If there's a way for developers to make a game fun enough to keep you on your phone or a console for like hours on end and spend money here and there, they will make that game. They will be so happy that you spent 80% of your time on your phone, in your house, on your console, on your PC, playing the game, buying their items. The more time you spend on the game, the more likely that you will be spending more money in said game. That's how it is. That's how it is. It's basic math, my friends. Is it math? Psychology. That's what it is. It's basic psychology. Okay? If you're enjoying the hell out of a game, you're like, man, this game is so cool. Like Path of Exile. Path of Exile, not a mobile game, but small example here. The game is very fun. The game is awesome. It gives you so much to do in the game. Side quests, main quests. Very cool characters. I think about six characters with a crazy, insane, upgradable or skill tree. It's insane how big that thing is. So many things you can do. So many characters you can make in that game. I had to go on YouTube to watch how to make a certain character or read thoroughly in the forums how to make a certain character. Fantastic game. So you spend a lot of time in that game, like 5 hours. I actually contemplated buying wings or a halo or some kind of aura or jacket or cool pants for my character. If I was having so much fun, I was getting so much for just playing the game. So many great items for myself and other characters I might want to try out in the future. So I don't agree with that whole, you know, that was a BS transparent comment. Oh, we want you to get off the game. The reason why we're giving you 10 lightning bolts and charging 5 lightning bolts per round, and then when you run out of lightning bolts to keep going the game, I would say, hey, hey, you want to spend $3 to get 7 more lightning bolts? You can do it right now. You can play this awesome addictive game. But we want you to go out in the real world and actually live your life and not play our game. Don't play our game. Play our game once a day. We care so much about our customers. We want you to not play our game. Get the hell out of here. That is not true. The minute I heard that comment, I'm like, God, come on. Who are you trying to fool with me? Who are you trying to fool, huh? Who are you trying to fool? Me? No. Anyways, I just thought, it went from like talking about the ads and how crazy and untrue and hyperbolic in presentation the ads are for mobile games to how mobile games like Mario Run try to push you to buy their games. So some games are worth the purchase, especially for the content. They're not long games, like 1-2 hour games at max. But if you're going to spend money on a game, do research. Be very careful what kind of game that you put your money into or even buy based on the ad. If you see any of those ads, let me know. I want to know more about it. I've seen so many more. So many more for Toy Blast, Toon Blast, AFK Arena. This one, makeshift Pokemon game, which I've seen is like one of the most popular ones on iOS right now. I'll check it out in a little bit later. I might do a review of those games. There we go. A review of mobile games on the podcast. It'd be awesome. Anyways, it's my little rant here. Before it gets too long to 30 minutes, let's do a little shameless plug here, why don't we? Okay. Be sure to check me out on twitch.tv/Kitality. I'm there Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. PST. If I'm not on, I'll let you know on Twitter. Same thing, Kitality on Twitter, KAITALITY. On Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. I'm also on YouTube, and I'll let you know what the YouTube, everything else is in the description. You can hear this podcast at Anchor and any other podcast that's popular, like Apple or Google or anything else. There's a lot of them. A lot of them. Anchor's fantastic. Spotify. So anyways, I'm out of here right now, guys. I'll see you guys on Twitter, on Instagram, on interwebs, on Twitch, YouTube, on Instagram. Have you said that? And yeah, I'll see you guys later. Have a good night. Hope you enjoyed it. Keeping awesome, man. Peace.